weren't able to convert, and then you're chasing the game once you fall behind.
Yeah, no, it was a real tough first period. I thought we had clearly outchanced them in the first and the second, pretty even in the third, but not being able to at least match what they did was tough. We dug a hole, but I have to say the guys really fought. They worked hard. Winnipeg had a lot of trouble with certain phases of the game after that. We just couldn't bury another chance. We could have used an early one in the third to really make a game of it. So, you know, another game with a great effort and a lot of work, but no points. So it's painful at the moment, but can't really be upset with the effort. We got to be upset with the way we manage the game and the storyline, and we got to work to change that.
Special teams again, I mean, you lose that battle, and it turns in most of the time the difference in a game.
For sure. The power play took momentum out of the game in the first period. You know, you get chance against, you get shorthander against. It's been off and on this season. It's been really good for us in certain phases, and it's hurt us in certain phases. And you know, today I thought we had some puck luck against us on the broken stick of Gergensen's on the goal against. I thought we killed well after that, but the power play needed to do more on the opportunities in the first period. That was where probably this game got away from us.
Your top line obviously doesn't get a point on the trip, and you almost by necessity had to make some line switches, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, halfway through the game, I thought we got some energy out of the line changes. I thought there was a push there. There was everybody seemed to be skating better, and their freshness just brought energy into the group. But, you know, it's again, we need to score more than one goal on more than 20 really good chances. It's just not enough, and we need to find ways to get those pucks buried, especially early in games. We need to work to get leads again. And, the fight continues. We need to take the character out of this game. But, again, some of the management issues of how we work the game have to change and get better.
How do you prevent frustration from seeping into the room, playing good hockey on the road trip, yeah, but not getting the results?
Yeah, I mean, no points here in four games. We're looking that in the eyes. We're not happy with that. We're going home grumpy and upset. But we also played some really good periods. We are a group in growth. We are a group with an amazing fight back. These guys just don't quit, which I'm pleased about. But how we keep it positive is with a lot of communication, and right back to work tomorrow. Let's think about the things we can do, we can improve, and we need to react at home in front of our home crowd against Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Does the team have to go through those struggles in order to then build upon it and develop into a team that can win consistently?
Oh, just the language with the players. This is a time of year where they haven't played meaningful games that often, and meaningful means that we take a lot of pride in what we're doing right now and make it difficult for the other teams who are in playoff positions or deep in the race. We need to be uncomfortable to play against. And I thought after the 3-0, Winnipeg might have hoped we were going to go away. We didn't go away. We fought back, and we just need to do it 60 minutes. And it's a good time to learn. This is an unbelievable time of year. We're going to learn every single day here, and we're going to take every single game as a one-off that's extremely important for us to develop.